Bernard Foley joins us now. Unfortunately, didn't play, pulled out at the last moment. Morning, mate.
G'day, guys. Yeah, it's disappointing to miss the game on Saturday night, but the concussion got the better of me, but hopefully you're raring to go this weekend.
Yeah, mate, it's going on. Were you close to playing?
Yeah, I definitely was. I did everything last week and, under the advice of the medical staff, tried to push it pretty hard and just so I was ready, and unfortunately just pulled up a bit shaky on the Friday, the day before, and so we made the call not to push it, not to risk it, and hopefully be back there this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of talk about concussion at the moment. We've got a couple of instances in the NRL over the weekend. What are you actually feeling?
Yeah, it's a really unique injury and something I haven't experienced before. Every day you just feel a bit off, and then if you go and push yourself in the gym or on the training field, you can get different side effects, and it affects everyone differently. So for me, I've had sort of headaches, I've had blurred vision, and also the difficulty to concentrate or to focus on something. So it's a unique one, and every day you wake up thinking, is the side effect still there? Are the symptoms still hanging around, or am I right to do everything or to train today? So it's as I said, been a frustrating injury and something that, there is no timeline on. It's not like a broken leg or an arm that, you're out for 6 weeks and you'll be right. It's something that sort of is an individual case, and, everyone takes their own amount of time to come back from.
And Bernard, we've been chatting about it quite clearly this morning. It's a difficult one for the medical staff on the ground to sort of diagnose straight away and actually work out whether you've just, you could shake it off and just get going, or whether it's actually concussion or not.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing about the head, is it sort of ultimately comes down to the player, and you've got to trust them, and they've got to sort of be quite honest in how they're feeling, their side effects, because it is something, I suppose, that you can mask or you can try and will your way through it. But at the end of the day, I suppose the player's welfare is paramount, and that's what we're sort of trying to find a way that we can, keep the players safe but also have them on the field for as much as possible.
Bernard, I don't want to be over dramatic, but are you worried about your sort of playing future and whether this could be an issue going forward?
I'm not. No, I think the way the medical staff have handled it, and they've put the responsibility on me in terms of how I'm feeling and when I'm feeling right, and then we're ready to go. So I haven't felt pressured in any way of coming back, but as we said, concussion, is definitely something that in the old days they never really talked about, but now it's something that's really paramount and something that should be taken very seriously.
Mate, just on the Brumbies, they played nicely. They were probably written off at the start of the season. They've got back-to-back wins now. What's your assessment of them?
Yeah, I think they really showed up on Saturday night, and they came and played probably the perfect local derby and spoiled the game for us. We were probably disappointed in our execution and probably not coming away with points at the right times. We had a lot of play in that first 20-25 minutes where we could have capitalised a bit more, and we weren't able to, but the credit has to go to the Brumbies in the way that they played. They defended really well. They stopped our attacks, and then they were able to score on the back of that. And for us, it was very disappointing to have a lapse of 5 minutes where they were able to score two tries and, really win the game.
It's crunch time coming up for the Waratahs, mate. They need to start winning and stringing those wins together. Is it panic stations yet?
No, it's definitely not panic stations. I think what's the disappointing thing is that we can control our own destiny. The last couple of games, we've been our own worst enemies, and it's probably been Waratahs beating ourselves. So,
Well, that's even worse, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly right. But the good thing about it is it's in your control. We know how to get ourselves out of this, and what it will take to turn this around, and it starts this Friday night against the Rebels, which will be again a nice another local derby, and one that the guys will eagerly be waiting for.
Always pressure on the coach and coaching staff, mate. How's that all going?
Yeah, they've been really positive, and as I say, I think it hasn't been up from a lack of coaching or game plan. We've just probably gone in there and probably let ourselves down in our execution and maybe in skill assets. So that's been disappointing and something the players are trying to rectify for sure. So
yeah, 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 Those Kiwi sides, mate, they're good, aren't they? The Chiefs remain undefeated. They're 4-4, and the Crusaders are undefeated 4-4. I think they're the only undefeated teams in the comp. And I want to get your opinion too, mate. Ireland 13, knocking over England 9, and they'd strung 18 wins together, so they equaled that Kiwi record, but they couldn't get past them. Ireland were too good.
Yeah, Ireland forever the hoodoo breakers. You know, they beat the Kiwis in their 19th game, and England over the weekend. So it's always a tough place to win in Dublin there against the Irish. And, you know, they showed that again this weekend. And, you know, it was a great effort, achievement by the England. But, you know, I'm glad to see they're unstopped.
Mate, we wish you all the best. We really want to see you back out there on that footy field. But Waratah supporters are desperate for you to get back. So hopefully you're going to be there Friday night against the Melbourne Rebels for the Waratahs.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
Well done, mate.